Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The spotlight is on now. Bioelectric. Don't call it just a string ensemble. The musicians' flashy instruments and rock tunes defy traditional description, so much so that the band was declared the house band of the city of Orlando by Mayor Buddy Dyer. This is Bioelectric's 13th year performing a free holiday concert at Lake Eola, and it's on the 13th. So many 13s may make you want to knock on wood, but you won't find any on those special light-up cellos, violins, and harps that Bioelectric plays. Michelle Jones heads up Bioelectric, and she says this year's family-friendly show also features picks with Santa and the Misses, guest vocalists, and two local school orchestras joining the band on stage.
Our show is mashups of classic rock tunes and modern pop tunes with traditional holiday carols and themes. For example, Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. We mash that up with Hanukkah, Oh Hanukkah. We mash up Crazy Train with Deck the Halls. Our entire show is mashups. And at 8 o'clock, Bella, who is from LA, she is a teen vocalist, very acclaimed in her right. Think 1940s jazz. And that is her voice at 15. It's insane. And she's going to be performing some old soul Christmas jazz. And then the students come back and join Bioelectric, where we do an entire another set with the kids of the student orchestras and Bioelectric. And it's just a rock show with live orchestra and, of course, our light-up instruments.
Let's talk about your light-up instruments. Let's talk about what people will see for people who aren't familiar with that being a bit of a trademark for you.
Bioelectric is the world's only LED ensemble. We created it, we invented it back in 2015, and we are still the ones that have the controllable instruments. That's where Jerry Jones, who's my husband, he's the one who invented this. And he is the one who is our lighting designer who controls our instruments as well. They are not pre-programmed. They are not random. He actually is a lighting designer and sits there and coordinates all of the lights. He's over there and he's flashing right on with the beat because he knows our music inside and out. Probably better than I do, for sure, and because he hears all the parts. And they are fully controlled to go with the stage lighting as well as the instrument lighting and the entire show.
Walk me through more about the schools that you have involved. How does that manifest in the show and how did it come about?
Bioelectric Education Programs is a division that we started back in 2010, I think. It was a while ago. So it's been 15 years that we've been going into the schools and working with students and doing workshops with students on how to make a living in music. The teachers are wonderful, but their hands are so full. So we get to come in and just do a little burst of something very short that kind of gives them a glimpse into, hey, here's something else you can do. And we have been going into the schools and working with them already for a couple months now on some of these songs and working with them. So they are now part of our show. Every year we have different schools, different students. And this year, we are thrilled to have Edgewater High School Orchestra and Southwest Middle School Orchestra joining us. And that's always been the heart of my life, is teaching and education and helping show people that there is more to music than just, oh, I think I'll just play an orchestra instrument or I'll just play in the band. No, you can actually make it part of your life and make a living at it.
Why do you think that is important to teach kids?
Right now, there's an emphasis on so many other things. AI is a big one, of course. Everybody's using AI to create music. And although it can be a tool, it absolutely can, there's still nothing that replaces the human element. Music is part of culture. And what is culture? Culture is not digital. Culture is human interaction, humans being with each other, congregating with each other, creating together, being artistically inclined together. And when we get together as part of a group or a band or an orchestra or anything like that and create an experience for an audience to enjoy live, not just through a screen, that is what makes us human.
Tell me about the family experience that seems to be wrapped around this show.
It is a family experience for sure. Our music has no lyrics, so it is definitely appropriate for all ages, no matter what. Everything is appropriate because it's all instrumental and it's family friendly with that, pet friendly. It's just a chance for people to come and enjoy a tradition that's been in downtown Orlando now for 13 years. There are some people who've been to all 13 years of our show. Well, 12 years now, hopefully 13. And we love seeing them. And there is a magic. There's an energy exchange. And when the audience starts singing the songs with us, that is just the best. Bohemian Rhapsody seems to be a staple in all of our shows because everyone knows that that's one of our signature songs that we do. And we headbang, the audience headbangs, they sing along. And of course, the opera part in the middle with the scaramouche, will you do the fandango and everything, they just get the biggest kick out of that. We are a rock show. It's more than just a violin show. It is a rock show, interactive with fun.
That was Michelle Jones of Violectric. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.